Welcome to my podcast, D-Sharp Thoughts, a podcast about strong women with some sharp thoughts and great inspirational stories. I'm Diana Sharp, your host, an empowerment and resilience coach for women. Today's episode is brought to you by D-Sharp Coaching Services. We work with women to help them gain greater clarity around their purpose, redefine their goals, rediscover their voice, and execute in a more strategic way through our personal development and career coaching services. Most women will admit that there's nothing like having a good girlfriend who is more like a sister, someone you can share the most intimate details of your life with, someone you can cry with, someone you can laugh with, celebrate wins with, someone who inspires you with their own story of grace, courage, and strength. Today, I'll be talking to one such inspiring sister, Monique Parker. Monique is a wife, mom of four wonderful children, educator, entrepreneur, ministry leader, and most importantly, a woman in love with God. She's from Orlando, Florida, and has graduated with a bachelor's in human resource management from Florida State University and a master's from Troy University in counseling and psychology. She has a passion for helping people identify and achieve their dreams and God-given potential, especially teens and young adults. When she's not educating and advising teens at school or in her coaching and consulting business, she's on the sidelines at her children's basketball games or cheerleading competitions. Monique started her own business, Raising Success Coaching and Consulting, 7 years ago. This firm is an academic and personal development one, specializing in helping teens and young adults create a plan of success while in school and post-graduation to help them improve their grades, confidence, and clarity. She started this firm 7 years ago officially, but she has been doing this work for a long time, for more than 15 years in various roles. Because of the personal experiences she had as a stressed and confused teen and young adult trying to figure out her life, she had a vision to transform the lives of every teen or young adult that she encountered. She is committed to ensuring that they experience less stress in school and have an individualized, personalized plan to point them to the direction of success, preferably before they graduate. Welcome to my podcast, Monique.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your offer and your time.
It is my absolute pleasure to have you share with us. I know my listeners are going to really benefit from this episode as we start a new series, Living on Purpose and with Purpose. I am excited to hear the thoughts of some thought leaders and practitioners who are working to improve the lives of others. Tell our listeners, who is Monique? Outside of the roles you play and the many hats you wear, how do you describe the authentic you?
The authentic me, I am a Jesus lover. He is the Lord of my life. And I know it can also sometimes sound like, oh, that's so woo-woo, but I don't live, move, breathe without him. Makes my decisions, everything that I do is based off of that. And I'm grateful that I have that relationship with him. And with that, he's allowed me to live an abundant life. And I am one who enjoys being on the beach. I enjoy having chocolate. I enjoy reading a good book when I have time. I enjoy laughing, watching movies. I love having fun and having laughter within my life. And as you mentioned, I am a wife, a mom. I'll be married almost 20 years in April. And I have four kids. Three of them are teenagers. So I'm very, very comfortable in this teenage space prior to having my own and now actually living it all out under my own roof. So that's who I am. And I, you know, that's Monique.
Awesome. That's amazing. You're a Jesus girl through and through. You love God. That's the greatest and the best part of you that you hold on to. You also take great pride in being a mom and a wife. And that's just simply amazing. What are your passions and your purpose?
So passion and purpose. I'm passionate about making sure that people really believe in themselves. First, that they believe in God. And from that identity and understanding who they are in Him, that it will allow them to truly be able to believe in themselves and find their own passion. I'm really passionate about making sure people actually know why they are here, or at least understand there is a reason why, so they can be more fruitful with the time that they have. I'm passionate about helping young people succeed and understand that they're more than a grade, they're more than a test score, they're more than what they look like, if they have the right shoes on or what they're wearing or what their hair looks like. I'm passionate in making sure that people actually feel fulfilled and loved. My husband and I also do marriage ministry. We are the marriage ministry leaders at our church. So making sure that people can live out their life joyfully in marriage and not feel like a dread. I'm passionate about life and just living through my passions fulfills my purpose and states what those purposes are for me. And understanding that in every season of life, I may have a specific purpose, but overall, my purpose is to live life the way God intended and help other people do the same.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I love the way how you are clear, confident, and focused on your passions and your purpose. And I mean, that's the kind of coach you want, right? You want somebody who themselves know where they're going. How did you discover and develop your purpose?
Discovering my purpose came from experiencing my trials. And my trials were being someone as a young person, very compliant, very wanting to excel, being a high achiever. And in that became very stressed, burnt out, being the one who was most likely to succeed or have this and that becomes a lot of pressure. And in that, I wanted other people, I realized that although those are good benefits or good traits to have, they could be very burdensome. And so how to navigate through that, how to not have so much high expectation on you that you always feel like a failure or that you're not doing enough. And that carried through not just high school, but college and even into my adult life. And as I experienced that and realized that the focus and bulk of that came from childhood, I thought, you know, how can we repair broken men? As Frederick Douglass says, his quotes is that we deal with the childhood. So if we can get our children, our young people, our teens to understand that there are processes and things that you can do now to make sure you don't feel burned out, but still understand that you're valued just the way you are while you're in this season of improving. So that's how I kind of came here. I did not want my own children to have that type of burden or weight on them while striving for excellence in all that they do, and seeing that also with other young children or young teens, young adolescents, and young adults, and so that they can understand that now so they can relieve the pressure as they get older. It's very much so a skill, just like tying your shoes or learning how to cook. It's a skill of growing into adulthood, and I think it needs to start at the adolescent age.
I love that. That's really, really amazing. Can you share with us, what is your personal philosophy? What principles guide your practice as a success and personal development coach and consultant?
Well, I know it goes without saying, going back to being the Jesus girl, but I am strongly fixed on foundational scriptures and letting the word lead and guide me. And I have several favorite scriptures, but one is definitely let everything you do be unto the glory of God. Be strong and courageous. God is always with you. I believe these scriptures help anchor me in knowing that I am loved no matter what I do. And helping other people see that helps them to continue to move on, because they can remove the stain, the guilt, the condemnation that they have, maybe even regret, so that they can move forward in whatever they've been called to do. And so that the word is definitely what sustains me and is my foundation. And I like to use that as I speak to young people, obviously understand, being very open. Many of them all know that I am faith-based. So they know what they're getting when they work with me. But also one of my foundational principles is the power of belief. So believing in yourself, even if you're not one of faith, but understanding that there is such a strong power within you, if only you would tap into that power. And so I encourage them to, you know, I give them this, Diana, I tell them, you know, be like the bee. A bee, like a bumblebee, a bee, you know, they're flying around, but they're flying around with purpose. Yeah. And the acronym that I share with them and use with them is believe, expect, and then execute. Yeah. You have to believe in yourself. You have to expect good things, because a lot of times people are walking around with negative thoughts about themselves and toward themselves. And that's not what the Father says about us. If he has good plans for us, then we should do the same, and then execute it, work it, walk it out, go with whatever actions are next that line up with the belief. And so that's, I would think, part of my principles as I work with my young people.
I love those. Those are two strong foundational principles. The first one being the primary one, being rooted and anchored in what the scripture says. And you have many of those scriptures, but it's really about who you are in Christ, who you are created to be, and that there's more inside of you. And the second part of that is, even if you don't have a belief system that is anchored in God, a belief in self that says you are enough, you're worth something, there's value in you, believe, and then you can expect and execute. I absolutely, absolutely love that. We're in a new series, and I absolutely love this new series that we're doing, Living on Purpose and Living with Purpose. Mm. Tell our listeners, what does living on purpose and with purpose means to you?
Living on purpose and with purpose means that you are intentional about the gift of life that you have been blessed with. Living on purpose says, I may not know it all, I may not be perfect, but I'm going to move forward in what I know, what I have in my hand. That's what I'm moving forward with. And I believe that that is foundational with not just living on purpose, but contentment. Yeah. And the contentment is a key factor that we all, regardless of whatever age, in a society that tells us we have to have more, we got to be more, we got to look like this, we got to do this, we have to have it all planned out. Live a life of purpose with content, trusting in God that he's leading you every step of the way.
I love that. I love that. Beautifully said. I can't and I won't add anything to that. As we get more into this conversation, we'll specifically talk about mindset and goal setting today. Tell us about your work as a success coach and consultant. How do you help your clients move from a place, your clients and students move from a place of lacking confidence, esteem, efficacy, and having a clear plan to having confidence and finally execution?
I love that question. And it lines up with my work in terms of the framework that I use. We start, I have a framework and I call it, like, you know, we get so much information. I have a Gmail account. I use Gmail to receive my emails. And so using my Gmail will filter out what type of information that I receive and I want my kids to receive. And I use an acronym with them. G stands for goal setting, or GPS. You can't receive, you can't move forward until you know which way you're going. So that's what we're focusing on, the goal setting. M stands for mindset. That's that belief factor. We need a direction, figure out where we're going in our navigation, and we need to have the mindset so that we can begin moving that way. A stands for academics, because that's totally important in terms of teens, because that's their job. That's where they're at. They're at school. That is their job. And in an effort to make sure we have highly successful students, we can't start talking about grades until we deal with goals and mindset. Interpersonal communications is for the I, because interpersonal skills such as communication, trust, self-efficacy, decision-making is all vital in becoming successful in and out of school. And then finally, it's life after graduation, focusing on how we can prepare for what life looks like for you after graduation. And I want to point out not just college, because I truly believe that there are so many other routes that people can take. College is not for everyone, but college is beneficial. But there are other tracks that you can do outside of the traditional university college platform. And also, I really stress to my young people too, in regards to relationship building, because the truth of the matter is many people are not going straight to college. They're not really thinking about it because maybe they have a family that they've started and they have other things that they are very important to them. So I feel like within this Gmail, this five-step framework, it brings a holistic approach while working with young people so that they understand, again, that I'm not just a grade. We're not just talking about my SAT scores. I'm not a failure if I only get a 950 on the SAT, because you have so many other parts that incorporate you that help push you to success, like hard work and commitment, having a strong work ethic, being dedicated, you know, having plans, understanding how to do what goals and your mindset. This goals and mindset work is foundational. Before you can start building up anything else, you need to have your goals and your mindset so that that can push you and propel you into the academics, the decision, the life after college or high school, all of that.
That's amazing. I absolutely love that. Thank you for sharing your insight with us. And I want us to go a little bit deeper. Tell us more about what does that goal setting piece look like briefly? What kind of goals do we need, should we be setting, or should teens be setting in high school and young adults need to be setting to set up their future for success, for contentment, abundance, wholeness, fullness? How do we do that? Talk to us about what kind of goals should they be looking at when they come to you as young teens? What's important to identify?
Great question. I would say goals are different for everyone. However, there are foundational goals that we all must set. One of the most important goals is to identify who you are, who you want to become. That will begin to guide you on the steps that you make further with any other goal. So it's going to determine for you, do I really need to, let's say, have a six pack, or am I just looking to be healthy? Because if you have then now an eternal, your self-identity is not tied to the exterior, then your goals are going to be different. So I like the fact that I try to incorporate and make sure that people understand who you are. That, let's start there, because a lot of young people know everything and anything about any celebrity, but know nothing about themselves. And when you ask them, they're like, I don't know, because they've not given their time to see who they are. So that's the number one goal. Make space to identify who you are. That is an important goal to have. Another goal is just not just knowing who you are and what you like, but also what is it that makes you you? What makes you unique? What makes you special? And a goal would also be having opportunities to express that. A lot of young people feel like, I really like to sing, but they think it's not cool. I really like to read. They don't think that's cool because they're thinking about what others are thinking and they're not giving themselves time to think about what they like nor express it. And they should. They should have that as one of the goals. So outside of, I want to make straight A's, outside of, I want to go to this college, let your goals start with identifying who you are and how you can express that.
That's amazing. And those are two great foundational goals for everyone to have. Talk to us about what kind of mindset do these students and clients need to have to live on purpose, to live within an identity that is grounded in truth and grounded with integrity and grounded in a way that says there's value in you. You belong here. You have worth. What kind of mindset do we need to have, and how do we shift from one place to another?
Oh, good question. The mindset we definitely need to have is determination, being resilient, and being decisive. In today's world, it is easy to let other voices tell you what to do and who you're going to be. But we want to be decisive. We want to be determined on who you want to be, that you're going to be resilient.
Thank you so much for that, Monique. Now tell us, what kind of mindset then do we need to work on creating as individuals to achieve these goals that we're setting? And how do we move from a mindset that says we can't to a mindset that says we can? How do we develop this possibility, this productive, this growth mindset? So many buzzwords out there that makes it sound so far and out of our reach. But as a coach, you know, it's just the small things. It's the daily task. It's the daily mind work. Talk to us about that. How do we create and maintain the right mindset to live on purpose, to live well, and to and a mindset that moves us closer to our goals?
Mindset is so key. It is so important. It is something that even myself, that I have to actively
daily work. It's a daily work for all of us. Yes.
Hourly sometimes because life happens. And we know that Joyce Meyer wrote a book years ago, A Battlefield of the Mind, that your mind truly is a battlefield because that is where the enemy is truly trying to plant seeds that you can't do, you can't achieve, you're not this. And it's how, you know, sin even entered into the world by challenging Eve on what she was thinking. So we have to be very cognizant about how we guard and protect our mind. Our mind shapes our lives. The life that we currently have now is a result of the mindset that we've had years past. So we have to make sure that we are taking the opportunity every day, just like you shower every day, you have to wash your mind thoroughly every day, not just with affirmations, which is what I encourage my clients to do, but also the word of God, reading the scripture and knowing, again, going back to our identity. But these are just some exercises that you can do. You can meditate on the word of God. You can meditate on affirmations that you believe about yourself. I believe that I'm strong. I believe I can pass my classes. I believe that I have the right resources and doors opening to me. I believe that I'm valuable and loved. Speaking those things over and over again within your mind, verbally, as well as writing it down or just playing it over and over in your mind is important. Once you have a mindset that says, I know that I can do this, because the world is going to try to deter you by all means and any cost, that's going to propel you to be able to start walking and living in your purpose and loving on purpose and doing the things that you've been called to do. So I strongly believe that you have to have a strong mindset and that you have to start retraining your brain to think in the way that you want to go. Think who you want to become. Think on the things that are good, that are lovely, that are pure, that are true. Like, they're all right there in the scripture and all the other self-help books that I do encourage reading. They all have foundational truth based off of that manual, the Bible. And so when you are actually pouring into yourself every day on positive things, watch what you're listening to, watch what you're reading, watch who you talk to, watch what you're thinking about. If you notice your thoughts are going negative, that you have to say, like, let me bring it back in. No, we're not going to think like that. We're not going to do that. You have to reel in the reins of your own mind and understand that your mind will take you as far as you think you can go. And it'll also keep you as far as you think you can go. So,
absolutely. Our mind matters and we have to take care of it. We absolutely have to take care and mind our thoughts, mind our feelings, mind our emotions, attend to them, take care of them and move beyond them sometimes to direct where we want to go and shift as is necessary. Yes. I love that. Thank you very much. As a success coach, you help your students and clients create a plan for life, specifically a plan for post-graduation. From your experience, what are the main hurdles that these students and clients face, and how do you help them to get out of their own way?
Some of the hurdles that I see is lack of belief.
Yeah.
They really don't believe that they can. They may not have seen anybody do it. They're afraid to ask for help or don't even know what questions. So that's something that I see often. Also waiting to the last minute, that has been a big thing. Mm-hmm. Deciding, you know, is something, talking about your future and planning is not something that just started their senior year in high school. It's been planted as a seed since kindergarten, pre-K, where teachers always like, what do you want to be when you grow up, Johnny? Like, it's been there all along K through 12. But then there's some kind of switch that goes off in a lot of young people's mind that says, oh my gosh, I'm graduating. I guess I should do something about it. And oftentimes your 12th grade year, especially the spring of your 12th grade year, is really too late. It's never too late. Let me clarify, it's never too late. However, a lot of time has passed, a lot of deadlines have passed. And so now you're kind of left to whatever is available, which may not have been your first choice. So I see lack of belief, not properly planning. And also, I would say definitely not being organized. How you do anything is how you'll do everything. And so in school, you're not organized. So at home, you're not organized. You're not organized when it comes to making plans. You have not ever written any plans. No one's held you accountable. So the organization piece, the mental, the belief, and also the waiting to the last minute, the procrastination. And those, if you don't have those three, they will carry with you into adulthood and affect everything that you do, whether it's your job, whether it's your marriage or relationship, how you handle with your children. So these are constant things that we're always working on, but those are three of the main things. And then, you know, sometimes they call me and try to work a miracle at March of your senior year. And it's, you know, we have limited options, but, you know, I believe all things are possible. So we can make something happen. It may not be your first choice, but it can get you set up for maybe the next school year.
Amazing. I love your approach. I love your systematic approach that is based on systems, tried and proven methodologies, and core foundational things that we all do in all spheres of our life. So a lot of people think sometimes that we have to invent new things or create new things. Mm-hmm. It's the foundational principles. It's those central principles that you take everywhere. I heard you talk about self-belief. I heard you talk about prioritization and putting off doing things right now, first things mm-hmm. first, getting things done. And then importantly, I heard you talk about organization and time management. Talk to us, where can we find you at Raising Success Coaching and Consulting? Which states do you operate in? Do you operate globally? What age groups do you work with specifically? And how can we find you?
So yes, thank you so much for recapping, and I'm glad that we aligned so you can see, you know, yes. And other people who are your listeners who are, I'm not just here making up things. You nope. see it every day on your 9-to-5 job, and you see how students can literally be, you know, kicked out of a program, or you can miss out on a great job opportunity. So all of these are applicable, and all of these are necessary conversations that need to be had in school. I wish that all young people were able to take like a life class, a life skills course, especially 9th through 12th grade. For me, even though I am also an educator and I do work with high school seniors and social studies, I feel like that is the most important elective or class they really should be in, as opposed to, you know, say maybe even a certain math or science class. But you can find me at raisingsuccess.org. That is my site. You can also find me on Instagram at Monique Empowers and Facebook Success with Ms. Parker. And that's Ms. Parker. And that's where you can find me. I primarily work with teenagers, high school students, as well as college age adults, teens, young adults. Sometimes, depending on the situation, I have worked with middle school students, but primarily they're teens. And most of my students or clients are the upper level high school students, just because they're a little bit more mature. They're really dedicated at this time because they're like, understanding that, listen, life, real life is just around the corner. So they're more willing to work with and make plans and be very coachable and teachable and ready to receive guidance. So, you know, that is key. I can't work with anybody who doesn't want to do anything. If they're not ready to be coached or they're not ready to hear guidance, then, you know, we're not going to be a good fit. But those are the ways that you can reach me. If you're looking for how to set a success plan for your teen or young adult, they just don't have any clue what they want to do next. That's where I shine in trying to help them figure out who they are and what opportunities are out there, understanding that it's always an evolution. Just because you start somewhere and have a plan 12th grade year, you may not be in that same direction or that plan, but at least you know you're going somewhere and you're not remaining stagnant. And I think that helps with not just your actual success level, but also your mental level, because a lot of times that's many of adults' main challenges. They feel like they're not going anywhere, they're not progressing, and they don't know what to do. So we can get that established now as high school teens and young adults, and that'll get them on the right road to success.
Amazing. I love that. Thank you.
You're
How
welcome.
Can we figure out as individuals, what do I want to do with my life and what am I passionate about? How do you help your clients and students answer this big picture question?
I tell them to take a time out, literally, like, you need a time out. I often have the most clarity when I am separated, secluded, not doing anything, and nothing is required of me. And it doesn't come often because I know we have very busy lives, but you have to be intentional about stepping back and just letting your mind, where is your dominating thoughts leading you to? What are you thinking about the most? What are you naturally good at? Like, take a time out from listening to music, watching TV, scrolling Instagram or whatever, and just sit with yourself. And you'll be so surprised at the clarity, the downloads, the things you're thinking about that will come. Many times people are afraid to even sit with themselves. They're not happy or don't feel safe with their own thoughts, which goes back to why you need to rebuild and retrain your mindset. But sitting by yourself, eliminating the noise, will help. There's other things that I do too, like in terms of personality assessments, excuse me, as well as also just job exploration tests that you can find online. By doing those kind of help too. But it's really just allowing the creator to have a moment with you and not allowing society to do that and dictate you, because he's the one who created you. So therefore, he knows exactly why he created you and what he wants you to do. And realizing that all your purpose is not better or lower than anybody else's. We all are here for a purpose to work together, and they all are valuable. No one purpose is more important than the other. And that your purpose can be expressed in so many different ways. For instance, if you like to cook, doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a chef. You might like to teach other people how to cook. You may like to just cook and provide food as a volunteer work. Your purpose can be expressed in so many ways. You may be helping a young mother who is a single mother and maybe needs a lot of help. You can help in that way. So it can be expressed different ways in different seasons of your life.
I love that. And I love the way how you just make it so practical and relatable so people can understand how our skills are transferable, how our talents are transferable, how our knowledge is transferable, and how there's value and worth in everything that we do, especially when we serve others. I really, really love that. some of the emotions. This is a question that is very important for me, because I think that over the last 2 years or 2.5 years, the world has shifted so much.
Mm.
There was a time when there were priorities placed on so many different things: sales, business, markets, algorithms, followers, likes, all of that was just crowding down on the space. And I think just for a moment, the world quieted down in a little bit of a way in early 2020, but then it began to show cracks. When all the business stopped and everything faded, I noticed that I saw some more things intensified. And some of these things that I see individuals struggle with, students, young adults, women, men, older people, in this era are like worry, fears, insecurities, low self-esteem, doubt, security around everything, food, personal safety, everything. They don't see themselves as adequate anymore. A lot of people are struggling with focus, and a lot of people are holding on to a fixed mindset that says, you know, I can't, or I can't move forward, or I don't even know how to go forward. Talk to us about what you're experiencing as an educator and as an entrepreneur. What are you seeing with your students and your clients? And finally, how can we help individuals move from a place of just lacking clarity to finally building capacity, confidence, resilience, self-awareness, and how can we help them to see themselves as God sees them? So it's a big question. It's filled with a lot of emotions, and a lot of things is happening, but at the heart of it is people are not okay.
Mm-hmm.
People don't feel at their best self. And this has always been present, but I believe it is now magnified. And so we're seeing lots of cracks in our students, lots of cracks in young adults, lots of cracks in older adults, people who are settled in their career. They just don't feel as confident, and life is just riddled with so much doubt and insecurities and fears. What are you seeing as an educator? I want to learn from you, or listeners want to learn from you. We learn by sharing, and we also learn when you give us your own thoughts on how we can help people move from where they are to where they can be.
What a good question, and what a valuable question to be had, especially with our recent rise of public figures who have unfortunately died by suicide, that showcasing, you know, the cracks on Main Street, you know, for people. What I've been seeing is the same in terms of the doubt, the fear, the feeling like there's no reason to live. I feel like, you know, a lot of young people have given up on school because they're like, what's the point? They're not turning in assignments anymore. They have a lack of drive. Not all. When 2020 COVID-19 hit, I too had a massive, I mean, like almost weekly of almost very similar to panic attacks. And I had to breathe and remember the word. Because just because you are rooted in God does not mean you're not going to experience feelings. God created those feelings, allowed them to have for us to have them for reasons. And so when those feelings came, it was, okay, now I know the word. I've said this and this when things were good. So now it's time to apply it during the test. This is the test. And so being able to breathe in, which is what I tell my students when we have lessons, like, let's just take a moment and breathe. You know, we're not going straight into content right now. We're going to just breathe and we're going to just think. Social emotional learning is a big buzzword in the educational world. And it's something that I have been practicing for years before it became social emotional learning. But that's just, you know, a label that we currently have. But it's so true, because young people need to understand how to manage their feelings. And in a stressful time such as COVID, stressful time where we all had to go to virtual and all had to get out of our comfort zone and feel and find new ways to not only teach, but also to learn and engage students and go on in life. It was important that we had to learn how to manage our feelings. We had to breathe and we had to be positive and optimistic, because that was another thing. Kids were like, well, what's the point of going to college? What's the point if, you know, things are going to change? We have to learn how to be resilient. That's another character trait. We have to learn how to bounce back. We have to learn how to pivot. We have to learn how to manage our feelings. And these are just key things that we as adults who may not have it all together, who still may have a slight panic attack at times, have to hone in so that we can teach and encourage our children, our teens. And being their advocate, being their cheerleader, teaching them, you know, challenges are going to come. This is what we're going to do. You can cry. Yes, you can have your moment, but we're not going to stay there. We're going to keep moving and move on because you have to. You have to keep going. You have to keep moving forward. Your parents would want that for you, your grandparents, the person you idolize, your favorite singer, artist, celebrity, they would tell you the same, to keep going. So why not tell yourself? So as we are their cheerleaders, we're teaching them how to be their own cheerleaders. Yes. And I think that's very important in this season, in this time where mental health is on the rise, that we have to be aware and not just tell people, like, you'll be okay. Like, suck it up. Like, no, we have to acknowledge the feeling and then let it line up with truth, which is the truth of God's word and the truth of what you believe about yourself, what you know to be true about yourself, and then support them as they move forward. So I hope that kind of answered.
It does. It does. Thank you very much. Absolutely, it does. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on. And I love the word you use, breathe. And earlier, as you talked, you shared about us the space to create and the space to be themselves. But I love what you say to your students, just take that moment to breathe and mm-hmm. breathe in the word. And then to go back to what you know about yourself, what you know is true, and to go mm-hmm. back to the word and to walk out, to live out those truths. So you know the word says you're beautiful. You know the word says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know the word says you're the head and not the tail. You know the word said you are created to be a leader, right? And not a follower. So you have to walk out into that. So when everything else around you, when your emotions tells you otherwise, you have to stand on what you know. Just a few more questions for you as we wrap up this episode. You're standing on a stage giving a keynote, and your 17-year-old self is in the audience. What words of encouragement would you share with her? These are your seniors, your senior self, as you see your seniors, nervous, afraid, whatever emotions they may have. Some are feeling confident. Some are feeling good. Some are excited about what's ahead. What words of encouragement would you want to share with your 17-year-old self?
I would say, high school senior, you are perfect just the way you are. You are going to have a beautiful life with beautiful opportunities if you would just relax, breathe, and believe that it's all possible. Yes. Be patient with yourself, be kind to yourself, enjoy the season of life that you are in, and trust God all the way. Trust him with every move and know that he is working everything out for your good. He has great plans for you. So enjoy your senior year and rest in knowing that everything is going to work out.
I love that. Remind us about your business and how we can contact you.
Yes. So I am the CEO and founder of Raising Success Coaching and Consulting, where I help teens and young adults not only succeed in school, but in life, while also finding a success plan so that they are prepared for when life after graduation. And I work with those teens and young adults in many capacities, whether it's academic focus or more of a life coaching focus. You can find me at raisingsuccess.org. On Instagram, you can find me at Monique Empowers. And on Facebook, you can find me at Success with Miss Parker. I'm so grateful and so thankful for the opportunity to be on and to have this great dialogue with you. So thank you.
It has been a pleasure thus far. We're not yet done. We are not yet finished, but it has been such a refreshing conversation. I have learned a lot. I've been encouraged. I've been inspired. And I do hope that my listeners feel the same way. Every episode, we ask our guests to share one practical and strategic and intentional tip that listeners can implement. What is one thing that students and young adults can do to improve their mindset, set SMART goals, and really improve their life?
I would go back to what I mentioned earlier, and that is definitely to have a B life, B mindset, which stands for believe, expect, and execute. Because you can do all the work, but not believe in yourself, and it won't matter. It won't formulate into what you desire. You can do all the believing and not expect anything and not execute it. And then again, you are just successful in your mind, but have been unwilling to do the work to manifest that which you believe and expect it to happen. So I would definitely say that success starts with the belief, and you have to expect that it's going to happen. And then you have to put in the work. Faith without works is dead. So work is important. And part of that work includes not just setting goals and achieving them, but it's also believing in them. It's also rest. It's also prayer. It's also trusting. It's also doing the schoolwork that you don't want to do. It's also understanding that I got to do my chores and talk to my teachers and communicate, because that's going to prepare me for the real world, where I have to communicate with my boss and with my spouse, or all of those other things. It all goes hand to hand, preparing in life. So that's what I would leave your listeners. And I hope that helps them as they go on every day of this journey, living their life on purpose.
I love that. I love that. I love that foundational principle. And then I also love your Gmail process, goal setting, getting that GPS. Yes. You can't build a house without having a blueprint. You can't chart success without having a blueprint. And the best way to get there is to get your mind right. So that's where the mindset is comes in. And then your academics, whatever form that comes in, whether it's traditional academics, trade, whatever it is, it's important that you pay attention and attend to some theories, some practice, some skills, right? And then we talk about the interpersonal communication, that relationship with self and with others, right? And then the L, remind me what the L is.
Life after graduation.
Life after graduation. I love that. Your life after graduation. It doesn't just stop in high school. It doesn't just stop with creating a plan. You have to live through that and walk through that. As we close this episode, what words of hope do you want to leave with our listeners today?
The words of hope I would say is that God is on your side. Yeah. There's nothing you can't do without him. So let him be the number one goal that you make, is to get right up and down so you can get right all around. So I pray that that helps you, to encourage you to know that, you know, you're here on purpose and with purpose. So live it out and trust him all the way.
I love that. Get right with God, up and down.
Yes.
So you can get along with others and do well all around. I love that. It has been my absolute pleasure talking with Monique. She's a wife, mom of four wonderful children, three teens, educator, an entrepreneur, ministry leader, and most importantly, a woman in love with God. Thanks for listening to D Sharp Thoughts podcast. This episode was sponsored by D Sharp Coaching Services. If you know someone who'd benefit from my academic advising and career coaching services, please send me an email at dssharp2013@gmail.com or via my website, www.dsharpthoughts.com, and I'd be happy to connect with you. Do show us some love by sharing our podcast if you know someone who'd enjoy a dose of sisterly inspiration. Stay tuned for our next episode when we talk to another sister who is just like you. Until next time, be kind to yourself and others.